Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY20 earnings conference call of Aditya Birla Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ajay Srinivasan, Chief Executive, Aditya Birla Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this Friday evening for our quarterly call. I'm joined here by my senior team from all our businesses to answer questions that you might have at the end. The deck that we're going to be talking through has been circulated. I hope you have a copy of it. I'm going to be referring to the page numbers in the deck that will be circulated. I'd like to start with page number 3 and basically say we've had a very strong all-round performance across all our businesses and all our pillars of protecting, investing and finances. If I start on the left-hand side of the page, which is our protecting vertical, you see our total premium has increased by 5% year-on-year. This number is muted because of our group business, especially in the life insurance business, which has actually degrown year-on-year as a conscious decision that I will be talking about subsequently. But the value-creating individual businesses in our life insurance and health insurance businesses have shown very strong growth. In our life insurance business, we've seen a 30% individual APE growth, almost twice the level of the industry ex-LIC. Our net VNB margin has improved by 157 basis points over the same time last year. And in health insurance, our GWP has basically doubled since last year to 150 crores, with the retail mix at 64%. So as I said, the individual businesses in our insurance businesses, both life and health, have shown very strong traction in the first quarter. The middle section of this is our domestic assets under management for our AMC, and you can see that that has grown by about 2% year-on-year. PBT in our asset management business has increased by 20% with PBT to AUM at 28 bps, which is 5 bps higher in year-on-year. Our SIP, which has been a focus of ours for a long time, SIP AUM has grown by 34% year-on-year, and now SIP constitutes about 34% of our domestic equity AUM. Our domestic equity mix is steady at 36% with overall equity AUM at 1 lakh crore. The financing column on the right-hand side includes our NBFC and our housing finance company. Total lending book is just under 62,000 crores. That's up 16% year-on-year. Our NBFC profit has grown 20% year-on-year with NIM expanding by 50 basis points to 5.4%. Our housing business profit before tax has grown 3 times year-on-year. And in a market which has been looking for liquidity, we have raised 4,000 crores of long-term borrowing. And as I'll share in subsequent slides, we have a very disciplined ALM management across all buckets in both our businesses. Let me now move on to slide number 4, our key financials for the quarter. As you see from the left-hand side chart, our revenue is up 16% to 3,962 crores on a consolidated basis. And our profit after tax, after minority interest, is up 27% to 270 crores. This performance is being underpinned by strong growth across all our businesses, which is visible on the right-hand side of this chart. You'll see our NBFC has grown profitability by 20%, asset management profit growth is 20%, our life insurance business profit has grown by 13%, housing business profit has tripled, our general insurance broking business profitability has grown by 60%, our stock and securities broking business has increased its profitability. So if you look at all our profitable businesses, the profitability is up by 25% year-on-year. And then we have the items below the profitable businesses line. So our health insurance business has maintained its loss at the same level as it was last year. We suggested last year that we'd hit the peak loss and therefore loss would now only come down quarter on quarter. And if you look at the last line, which talks about the loss in other businesses, I think this shows the moves we've been taking to actually deal with the loss that we have in our loss-making businesses and looking at different approaches to actually minimize this. Slide number 5 is a slide that will take you back in time to show you our profit growth on a IGAAP basis over the last 5 years. As this slide shows, we've had a CAGR in terms of PBT of 21% per annum between FY14 to FY19. As I've already indicated to you, Q1 FY19 to FY20 is a 29% growth, so it's higher than the CAGR we've seen over the past. But one reason I want to share this slide with you is that this CAGR of 21% per annum that you see on the top is in spite of making multiple investments in different businesses that I'm going to be talking about at the bottom of this slide. So if you look at the bottom of the slide, in the life insurance business in FY15, we had a profit before tax of 286 crores. That in FY19 came down to 158 crores, partly as a result of the exit of a partnership with Citibank, partly as a result of regulatory changes. But very clearly, as you see from the discussion that I'm going to have on the life insurance business, this business is on track for a very strong rebound. The net VNB was negative in FY15. As you know, last year we declared a positive net VNB of 9.5%. Our product mix is very different today as it was compared to FY15, a much more higher margin product mix than we had before. And we're investing in building really scale banca channels. So the point is, as you see this number, as we start building scale and profitable scale in this business, you will start seeing that reflecting in the growth overall of our numbers. Similarly, if you look at the housing finance company, we set this business up in FY15. We were losing 30 crores in FY16. We broke even in FY18. And in FY19, we declared a profitability of 100 crores PBT. So partly there's a loss in the above numbers. And as these numbers start turning, you'll again start seeing that impacting the overall CAGR of profitability. And finally, our health insurance business, which we continue to invest in. We've said before that this is a business that we aim to break even in 21-22. We've already hit the peak loss in Q2 of FY19. So as this loss again starts decreasing, I think you should see the impact of that on the profitability of the business as a whole. Moving on to slide 6, I just want to talk a little bit about the ABC platform and what the ABC platform does to actually bring the separate businesses that we have underneath together and what value it brings to the table. And I'm going to be talking about 7 things on this slide. The first, I think, is the platform actually is a set of diversified businesses, and that has 2 sets of benefits for us. One, there's obvious risk diversification because you have different businesses sitting under a single platform. But second, these businesses actually meet distinct customer needs, and there's hardly any overlap between any 2 businesses. So this gives us this ability to meet the lifetime needs of our target customers, something we think is a very unique proposition to Aditya Birla Capital. Second, we have multiple businesses at very different stages of scale. I've already spoke about a health insurance business we are growing, a housing finance business that's really in its infancy. But in spite of that, today we have about, last year we would have ended with 8,000 crores of premium, over 3 lakh crores of assets under management, and more than 60,000 crores of lending. And these are by no means small numbers relative to the context of the market that we are operating in. Third, I think our ability to transport best-in-class practices from one business to the other is facilitated by the platform that we run. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's anything that works well in one business has the ability to be transported into another business straight away. Fourth, I think from a people side, we have a world of opportunity for our employees. And this really means the ability to provide opportunities for our talent across the platform. So this allows us to both acquire and retain top quality talent because they have a career opportunity now across multiple lines of business rather than a single line of business. Fifth, our platform is inherently built for cross-sell. And we're driving cross-sell of products to various customers in the platform. And a good example of that is the bundling of our health and life insurance with other loan products that we sell through our NBFC and housing finance company. Sixth, I think there are significant benefits of cost synergy across the platform. Again, as I said, we don't need to reinvent the wheel multiple times. And we have the ability to create a central structure that is able to support the multiple businesses that sit underneath. And lastly, I think this platform has the ability to leverage not just the individual companies that sit underneath the platform, the various businesses that are within Aditya Birla Capital, but it also has the ability to access the broader ABG ecosystem, which we think is a very rich ecosystem for a lot of our businesses to be able to capitalize on. Let me now deep dive into our individual businesses and move to slide 8 and start with our NBFC, Aditya Birla Finance. Aditya Birla Finance loan book year on year grew by 13% year on year. But within that, our SME and retail book grew by 25% year-on-year. As you know, this has been an area of focus for us. We've always talked about SME and retail growing faster than our overall loan book, and that is borne out by the numbers here, 25% growth year-on-year in SME and retail versus an overall loan book growth of 13%. Our NIM has expanded by 50 bps to 5.39% from Q1 FY19 to Q1 FY20. Our PBT at 401 crores grew 20% year-on-year. And for the first quarter, our ROE is 14.9% and ROA at 2.1%. So I think a good set of results in the market conditions that we are operating in. Moving on to slide number 9, I want to just walk you through the individual segments that we cater to through our NBFC. As I mentioned earlier, SME and retail together grew by 25% year-on-year. Within that, the SME business grew by 20% year-on-year. It accounts for about 27% of our total book. Our retail business grew by 36% year-on-year. Of course, it's a slightly lower base. It now constitutes about 15% of our total book. If you look at the bottom of slide 9, you see our SME average ticket size about 7 crores. You see that the term loan and working capital loans that we do to our SMEs are backed by cash flows and adequate security cover of about 1.75x. Our retail average ticket size is about 7 lakhs. On LAP, our LTV is about 50%, and 85% of the loans that we give have the borrower's office or residence as collateral. So, you know, we think that's good quality collateral. And the overall LAP book is actually reduced by about 10% in Q1 of FY20. So move on to slide number 10. I just want to draw your attention to two points on this slide, which is really talking about our large and mid-corporate exposure. This exposure grew 6% year-on-year, but actually Q-on-Q is down by about 800 crores. So you'll see the book of 24,426 crores in Q4 of FY19 is down to 23,615 crores in the Q1 of FY20. And if you look at the right-hand side of the chart, I'll not go into all this detail, I've talked about that before, but I think the important point to note here is how the average ticket size across each one of the products that we speak about has actually reduced since prior year. So whether you take the term loan or project loan or structured finance, you see the average ticket size actually dropping, which is an effort by us to actually work more granular level of exposure here and reduce larger exposures. Slide number 11 will talk about the quality of our loan book. As we've always said, we have a secured loan book of about 80% of our total book, and we are largely focused on cash flow-based underwriting. That's always been our approach from the day we started. We continue to maintain robust asset quality. Our gross stage 3 number was at 1.24% for the quarter. Previous quarter number was 1.05%. There's an expansion in NIM even post the credit cost, which has been led by our pricing across segments. So we price our products for the ECL that we expect in those products, and therefore you see an expansion in NIM post the credit cost, which is really a function of the design of the product itself. As we mentioned before, we have 220 crores of exposure to 4 ILFS entities. These are in various stages of resolution. All of these are categorized as stage 3, and we've already provided for these under ECL. I've discussed that before, so I'm not going to talk about it now. Slide number 12 talks about our borrowing cost and our NIM. So Q on Q, our borrowing cost is increased by about 2 basis points. I think we've done well to contain our cost increase in the interest rate environment we're working in. But as you see from the charts here, you see that the cost of borrowing, the NIM increase has actually been greater than the cost of borrowing, and that is a function of our change in product mix, our ability to pass on our borrowing cost the increase in cost to our borrowers, and the prudent treasury management that we do, along with the diversified borrowing mix that we have at Aditya Birla Finance. Slide number 13, we'll talk about our ALM. And I think you'll notice a significant improvement even since the last time we spoke about our ALM on this slide. We used to be matched up to a year's time. Now we have actually matched across all buckets, as you see on this chart. We've raised long-term borrowing of 3,500 crores in Q1. And I think this has helped in terms of showing you the ALM as you see above. We have adequate liquidity to meet our growth requirements. In fact, we have undrawn CC lines of about 3,800 crores, which are not included in the ALM numbers that I've shown above. In addition, we have actively pursuing overseas funding through ECBs and have recently received a sanction of $100 million, which we'll be looking to draw down as and when we can. We continue to broad-base our investor profile. Our institutional investor base has increased significantly since the prior year, and we maintain very comfortable capital adequacy at 17.6%. Slide number 14 will just give you a sense of how we're navigating this business through the situation we're in currently in the economy. A lot of it is stuff that we've already been doing, but I just want to reiterate what we're doing and how we're dealing with the issues that we're facing on hand. And there are really 4 buckets I want to talk about here. The first is our product and customer strategy. As we've always said, we continue to focus on SME and retail sector to drive our growth. That focus will continue. We've recently launched several new products in the retail consumer loan segment. We will be scaling up each of these products to be able to grow our focus in the retail consumer space. We're looking to build a broad-based sourcing engine. This will have several components to it. First, we will be looking to expand our physical footprint in smaller cities, which will lead to a new customer base along with lower ticket sizes. We're also looking to grow our existing and build new partnerships. so that we can gain customers at larger scale. There's a program active across Aditya Birla Finance for cross-sell of loans and wealth products across all lines of business. And of course, we're always looking to leverage the broader ABG ecosystem. Technology investment has been a high area of focus at Aditya Birla Finance. We're looking to automate customer journeys now across all the various business segments that we operate in, and we're further strengthening our collection infrastructure, including automation of processes in collection. And finally, from a risk management perspective, while we've always focused on cash flow-based underwriting, what we're doing additionally in this market condition is really just strengthening our stress testing of cash flows to make sure they stack up from an underwriting perspective, you know, before giving any credit to any borrower. So slide number 15 will give you the key financials of Aditya Birla Finance. As I said, our lending book has grown by about 13% year-on-year, but our net interest income grew by 28%. That's a result of the expansion in margin, and our profit before tax has grown by 20%, which I've already referred to earlier. Let me move on to our second lending business, Aditya Birla Housing Finance, and I'll start with slide number 17. This business has a lending book of about 11,830 crores as of the end of Q1. That's an overall growth of about 29% year-on-year. Our affordable wheels within our book within that was about 1,700 crores. The scale that we've built has given us significant benefits in terms of cost-income ratio, which as you'll see from this table on the right-hand side has come down from 73% to 47%. We maintain a high-quality asset book in our housing finance company. Our gross stage 3 assets here are 0.67%, which is exactly the same level as it was in Q4 of last financial year. Our profit before tax has grown 3 times year-on-year, so Q1 PBT is at 39 crores versus prior number of 13 crores. As a result of all of this, you'll see a significant improvement in our ROE and ROA, as you can see on the right-hand side of the chart on slide 17. Moving on to slide 18, I just want to give you a little bit of a sense of the product mix that we have and the customer mix that we have at Housing Finance Business. So if I look at the left-hand side of this chart, you'll see about 70% of our portfolio is actually home loans between what we call prime home loans and affordable home loans. And the balance 30% is split between 23% LAP and 7% construction finance. In LAP, our ticket sizes have come down since last year. So our ticket size now is 53 lakhs versus 69 lakhs last year. And here we operate with an LTV of about 48%. Construction finance ticket sizes tend to be quite small. 19 crores, as you'll see over here, is the average ticket size on sanctioned products. On the right-hand side of this chart is our customer mix for both our home loans and our affordable home loans. Our prime home loans largely meet self-employed customer needs, although we have 30% salaried employees there. But in the affordable segment, the numbers are slightly reversed. So you'll see 60% of our customer base there are actually blue-collared workers to whom we're giving affordable housing loans. Our average ticket size is about 12 lakhs. 21% of our affordable home loan portfolio is actually backed by the guarantees. And 39% of our affordable home loan portfolios are eligible for the Prime Minister's subsidy. So we think we're building a very different category of customers here in different geographies of India. Slide number 19 will show you the geographic mix. So if you look at our geographic mix, it's broadly the same as it was last quarter, which, as I've always said, is roughly replicating the way income itself gets distributed across India. On the right-hand side of this chart, our focus in terms of growing our branch network and building a non-metro branch presence is yielding results, because you'll see our non-metro loan book is now at 51% of the total. Prior year it was 43%. And this is on the back of a 60% growth in our home loan book in the non-metros compared to a 16% growth in our book in the metros. As you know, we started this business, we started with the metros, and we're now increasing our footprint, and that is showing in the way these numbers are actually panning out. Slide number 20 is similar to the slide I shared with you in our NBFC. Similar to our NBFC, we've optimized our borrowing cost in a volatile interest rate environment, and we've maintained margins across interest rate cycles, as you see on the bottom chart. This really demonstrates our ability to successfully pass on borrowing cost increases and manage product mix in the environment in which we operate. So as you see, our NIM is roughly the same as it was in Q4 of FY19. Slide 21 is again an ALM chart similar to the chart you saw for Aditya Birla Finance. As with Aditya Birla Finance, we are optimizing our ALM here for liquidity and cost. We've raised long-term borrowing here of about 800 crores in this quarter. Again, here we've received one sanction for $100 million through an ECB route, and we will look to continue to pursue other opportunities to raise money through offshore sources. And again, here we have undrawn CC limits of about 1,500 crores, which are not considered for the ALM above. Our investor base in this business too continues to diversify, and we're getting now funding from 18 banks as well as getting refinanced from NHB. And as with our NBFC, our capital adequacy ratio here is again very comfortable. The financials of our housing finance business on slide 22, you see our lending book has grown by 29%, but our cost income ratio is down by 26% as a result of the economies of scale, which has led to profit before tax tripling year on year. Let me now move on to our asset management business on slide 24. Here you see we've maintained our domestic AUM market share. So over the previous quarter market share was roughly 10.5657, and our domestic AUM market share is roughly at the same level this quarter as well. We've actually grown market share a little bit in our fixed income segment. That's grown quarter on quarter. Our domestic equity AUM mix is steady at 36%, and our SIP book, as I mentioned earlier, is now 34% of our total equity AUM. Prior year, it was 27%. Profitability in this business grew 20% year-on-year to 175 crores. And on a margin basis, which is really our PBT as a percentage of AUM, we've actually had 28 basis points. Prior quarter was 29 basis points. But same time last year was 23 basis points. So we've expanded about 5 basis points year-on-year and been virtually flat on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Slide number 25 will show you our focus on retail. Again, this is a slide we've discussed earlier. We continue to talk about our focus on retail in terms of growing retail penetration through geography, through increasing our investor folios, as well as doing it through increase in our SIP book. So our HNI plus retail AUM is about 125,000 crores. Our retail AUM has grown about 1.7 times over the last 2 years. We continue to focus our growth in the B30 cities. So our market share there has actually increased. Prior quarter, our market share in the B30 cities used to be 8.77%. It's now 9.11%. And B30 contributes about 34% of our retail AUM. Our investor folios have grown very strongly to 7.1 million folios. This is up 1.6 times in the last 2 years. And our monthly SIP book is over 1,000 crores. It's grown about 1.6 times over 2 years. And our SIP market share is roughly 11.5%, which is a very significant share in the industry in which we operate. Slide 26 will talk about our distribution network, both our overall numbers and in equity. I only want to call out one thing, saying that we continue to look to grow the IFA share in our equity sourcing. As you see, that has actually gone up. So IFA used to contribute 44% of our equity in same time last year. They now contribute 47% of our equity in Q1 of FY20. We continue to strengthen our distribution network. We now are present in 300 locations. 75% of these locations are B30 cities, and we continue to expand in these cities. We're also looking to increase our IFA network, so we've added almost 7,400 IFAs over the course of last year. Slide 27 will talk to you about the financials of Aditya Birla Sun Life Asset Management Company. Domestic AUM has grown by 4%, profit before tax has grown by 20%, and as you see, our profit before tax in terms of BIPs has grown from 23 BIPs to 28 BIPs. Year on year. Let me move on to our life insurance business and take you to slide number 29. Here we have a very fast-growing franchise that is creating significant value in our view. Our individual FYP, as I mentioned at the beginning, grew by 30% year on year. That's significantly higher than the industry growth of 15% and the private industry growth of 23%. We have a very balanced distribution mix here. Partnership channels contribute about 50% of individual FYP, and the balance is contributed by our proprietary channels. Our market share, as a result of us growing higher than industry, has increased to just under 4%, and we continue to be ranked number 7 in terms of individual business. Our net VNB has improved by 157 basis points year-on-year to negative 7.8% versus negative 9.4%, which it was same time last year. We've also made a shift towards higher margin product mix in our group business, which, as I mentioned at the beginning and I'll mention again here, so we are shifting this business now to become much more a value business than a volume business, because we see value being created in this. This is a value-accretive business for us, and we're just trying to make it more value-accretive as we go forward. Slide 30 will show you one of the big drivers of our value creation, and that's the product mix. We believe we've got a very balanced product mix across different categories of products. But if you look at the trend here over the last 2 years, you increase our protection mix from 5% to 8%, and we've reduced our ULIP from 35 to 32% and increased non-PAR from 23 to 35. All of this has meant margins have increased. So if you look at the right-hand side of the chart, you'll see our margins at 34.4%, which we think is amongst the highest in the industry. Gross VNB grew by 19% year-on-year. I've already mentioned the net VNB number of minus 7.8%. I just want to highlight that Q1 of FY19, our net VNB was minus 9.4%. We ended fiscal year 19 with a plus 9.5% for the year net VNB. So I think we are very much on track for a very good net VNB number this year as well, having started at minus 7.8, about 160 basis points lower than where we were same time last year. There are various factors that have contributed to the improvement in net VNB, including the higher volume and productivity, the balanced channel mix, and of course the better product mix. Slide 31, I want to talk to you about the distribution capacity and capability we built at Aditya Birla Sun Life Insurance. We're driving growth through partnerships and operating leverage in our proprietary channel. We today have 9 banker tie-ups, including large banks, HDFC Bank being the largest, but also DCB and KVB. We today have a pan-India presence across 2,700 cities. We have 87,000 agents of our own. We operate through 7,300 bank branches and 400 branches of our own. We're clearly looking to scale up the HDFC Bank partnership. Last year was the first year of the HDFC Bank partnership, and we're in the mode of scaling it up and continue to see large opportunity to be able to do that. While that's happening, we're looking at our proprietary channel to contribute to margin improvement and be much more value accretive, which you'll see from the bottom chart is being driven by the product mix. So you'll see the product mix for our proprietary channel is much richer in terms of protection and much lower in terms of ULIP, which just makes it much more value accretive for us. We're also looking at increase in productivity, and all of this means that our proprietary channel is actually becoming much more value accretive for us in the business. Slide number 32 is an important slide because this focuses on all the efforts we've been making in terms of improving the quality of business, starting with persistency. In fact, as you'll see from the chart, persistency has improved in all cohorts by a fairly significant margin over the course of the last year. Our 13-month persistency is now at 78%. It used to be 72% last year. And HDFC Bank, which will complete 13 months from July, as that cohort will start joining this, we think that the persistency will go up further because the HDFC Bank experience actually is better than the average that we currently have in terms of persistency. We've also had a strong focus on customer retention. Our individual renewal premium has grown by 20% year-on-year, and there's a continuous improvement in surrender ratio, which you'll see from the chart on the right-hand side. We focused on reducing complaints, and complaints are down by about 50% over the last 2 years. We also focused on improving our claim settlement ratio. That tends to be the moment of truth for our customers. And as you see, the claim settlement ratio has actually improved significantly from FY17 to FY19. Slide 33 will talk to you about the assets under management in our life business, which is about 41,000 crores. And on the right-hand side, you'll see that basically across 1 year and 5 years, all our funds are beating the internal benchmark. So we have robust performance against our internal benchmark, despite some fairly volatile market conditions in which we operate. Slide number 34 will give you the financials of Aditya Birla Sun Life Insurance. Individual first-year premium up 29%, renewal premium up 20%. OPEX up only 16% in spite of individual premium being up by 29%. So significant gain in productivity is being visible. And as a result of that, profit after tax is increased by 16%. Moving on to the health insurance business, this is a business that's growing very strongly. Our premium here has doubled with an increasing retail mix. Our retail mix now is about 64%. It used to be 61% same time last year. We're now covering almost 3.7 million lives in this business, and that's a very big jump from prior number of 1 million lives. So we're really building a very significant franchise in this business. Our retail claim ratio is down compared to last year, with 45% versus 46% that it used to be last year. Our combined ratio has come down significantly from last year. Last year, same time, was 190%. This year, it's 146%. And that gives us the confidence that we are on a steady path to break even. Our PBT loss for this quarter is at 65 crores. And as we've said, our peak loss was Q2 of last year, being 73 crores. Slide 37 is a little similar to the slide we showed you for the life insurance business. This shows you the capacity that we've built up in terms of distribution and provider network in the health insurance business. We think this is a fairly significant capacity for any business operating in India. We have 10 banker tie-ups, including tie-ups with HDFC Bank and Axis Bank, which will go live soon. That gives us access to over 10,000 bank branches through our banker channel. We think that the monthly utilization of the capacity that we have still leaves us significant upside potential. This is a young business, and the banks we're talking about are significant banks. So we think there's significant upside opportunity in this business as we leverage more of the distribution capacity that we have. We also have one of the largest provider networks in the country today. We've tied up with over 5,800 hospitals across 850 cities. So our customers can basically access us across the board. There's a big push in this business for both digital and wellness. So over 90% of our policies are actually issued digitally in this business. We are very focused on engagement and wellness. We've seen the customer app usage actually increased at 35%, and this allows us to engage with our customers much more often than traditional health insurance players who typically have, you know, a buy-it-and-forget-it approach to their business. In terms of servicing, we are an industry first in terms of adopting servicing via WhatsApp, and that allows us, again, to meet our customer requirements in a way that they would like us to meet their requirements. Slide number 38 is a slide that talks about the basic business model and proposition that we have in our health insurance business, which is really to expand the market through our customer value proposition. Traditionally, the market is a market that caters to people who are 30 to 50 years old, many people who are actually employed and get this cover through their employer. We are looking to expand this market because we see a big opportunity for health insurance in India. So at one end, we are looking at attracting a younger customer base through our incentivized wellness products. At the other end, we are actually being able to cater to the needs of non-traditional segments. This includes people who have chronic conditions, as well as people like senior citizens who don't traditionally get covered by the current industry. What this means is that we are today have an average age in our customer base, which is 5 years lower than the industry. And that is one factor that has driven our lower claim ratio. But also we have a customer value proposition, therefore, that allows us to acquire customers at scale. And with our basic model being a model of engagement and holistic health, this allows us overall to lower claims and higher customer stickiness. So we think this is the core of our business model and the core of the value proposition that delivers the business model that we are running at our health insurance business. Slide number 39 will talk about the key value drivers for this business. The first is just the way the geographical reach actually works. So about 39% of our business comes from non-metro. This was 32% last year. As I mentioned before, there's a lower cost of delivery in non-metros, and therefore, as we increase the proportion of non-metros, that is value accretive. We have a high share of fixed benefit products in our mix, and you know, that is, again, value accretive. The banker channel is driving scale for us. It contributes about 61% of our retail GWP. Last year, that number used to be 54%. I suspect this number will go up as Axis Bank gets active from this quarter. And all of this is leading to improvement in our expense ratios, which you'll see on the right-hand side, has come down from 133% to 82% year-on-year. So slide 40 will show you our, the key financials for the Tevela Health Insurance. Our retail premium has basically doubled. Our gross written premium is basically doubled. Our combined ratio has come down significantly from 190% to 146%. And that's led to a profit before tax broadly staying the same quarter-on-quarter. Just the last slide in terms of our other financial businesses, and I'm talking about slide 42. If you look at this slide, you'll see that our aggregate profit before tax from our other financial businesses has actually grown year on year from 3 crores last year to 21 crores this year. That is driven partly by the strong growth in profitability in the two businesses mentioned below, our general insurance broking business and our stock and securities broking business, but also by the reduction in losses in our loss-making businesses. Which we, as I said, we're looking at different approaches to make sure we can curtail those losses. So that's the presentation on the various businesses. I'll stop here and be happy to take any questions along with my team. Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Saptarshi Chatterjee from Centrum Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the NBFC business. So we are seeing gross stage 3 some kind of uptick in this quarter over March. So from which segment it is majorly coming and what is our stage 2 percentage?
So your first question on stage 3, there's one mid-corp account which has flowed in, so that's, also if you see our strategy has been to drive SME and retail business, which by nature and the risk-reward metrics which we follow, that has increased. So 50% of our ECL is coming from our retail and SME segment. So that's how it has gone up by 20 bips.
Okay, and what is stage 3 for corporate segment individually, if you can share?
So it's been flat, it hasn't gone up.
Okay. And my second question is on the insurance business. So I think we have seen some kind of heightened competition in the HDFC Bank branches. So I just wanted to have a sense on what kind of activation level we are working on and to what extent we can increase that. So can we, this kind of 30% growth level will be sustainable for the entire full year? And what kind of net VNB we are targeting maybe in next 1 and 2 years?
So our activation are in the range of around 45% to 50% for the branches for HDFC Bank, and our projection is that it will improve month on month as we penetrate more in the system. What was your second question?
So
in terms of net VNB, last year we closed at around 9.5% positive. So our expectation is this year will be a better year than last year and we should be closing in early double digits.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions at this time may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ronit Ramesh from Bantamat Fund Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted your view on the SME sector. What's happening right now in terms of, are we seeing any stress in the SME or retail sector right now based on, you know, how the economy is in the last 1 or 2 months?
So there are certain sectors within the SME which is going through some challenges at this point in time, especially auto, gems and jewelry was already going through its own challenges. Real estate is another. So there are sectors which are going through its own challenges at this point in time. We have been very, very cautious in terms of which kind of SME and which sector we want to really operate in. So our complete emphasis is on the very strong cash flows and the SME's ability to pay. So these are the things, at this point in time, you're right, there are certain sectors which are going through its own challenges.
And with SME, do we use any type of proprietary technology in terms of lending, like, you know, algo-based or anything like that?
No, we emphasize on the cash flows of the SMEs. Clear cash flows, and that's how we really underwrite these SMEs. And in the given environment, what we are trying to do is that we are stress testing the cash flows as well. And these are fully collateralized, these are all secured.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakhar Agarwal from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. A couple of questions. So when you look at your lending NBFC businesses, we have actually softened out on growth when you look at overall growth. So any target on that, and what is your ROA, ROE target first?
So your first question, if you look at in terms of the growth, and I will answer that question, SME and retail, we have grown by 25% year on year, and we believe that we will be able to continue that segment in the same range of 25%. In terms of corporate and institutional, we will, I think it will completely be driven by the risk appetite. And so we should be in the same range.
Okay. And sir, ROE that you are probably seeing over a period of, so we have earlier guided for 2% and 14-15% ROEs. So any change in that target, or probably we stand by it as of now?
So our H1 numbers, I think the way we look at the H1 should be at around 14% ROE.
Okay. Okay. And sir, anything on your structured finance book, if you could just elaborate on that, and what is your view on your construction finance? These are the two segments wherein, if you could provide some clarity on that.
So structured finance, like we said before, I think when people ask this question, I think the implicit question is whether there's real estate in the structured finance. There is no real estate in our structured finance. These are regular structured finance transactions which are very well collateralized, and therefore we have a very good experience with them, and they give us a yield pickup. Your second question on construction finance, we only deal with the top level developers. In fact, the quality of our book has remained very strong through all of the cycles that we've seen in the last few years.
So any concerns that probably you see emerging, any red flags that is emerging on developer side, at least on your book?
Not in our portfolio.
And our portfolio is relatively very, very small if you compare to our book size. Our developer finance is only 6% of our overall portfolio. And completely, as Ajay mentioned earlier, to the top developers. And it's quite under control at this point in time.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piran Engineer from Motilal Oswal Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congrats on the quarter. Most of my questions have already been just asked, but just one or two more. Maybe if you could give us a sense of, firstly, the sectors that you are lent to in corporate, and secondly, even give us maybe a mix of the loan book as per the credit rating of the borrower. So how much would be, you know, maybe rated A and above or double B and below? So some such sense would be, you know, helpful.
So our book is basically extremely diversified. You know, I keep talking about diversification being a key strategy of ours, whether at the Aditya Birla Capital level in terms of businesses that we have, or in terms of geography, channel, products, customers. So even in industry, actually, we are completely diversified in our NBFC book, in every segment as well. So I think that's the answer to your first question. So we really don't have any large exposure to any particular segment.
Okay. And just in terms of maybe the credit rating of the borrower, some sort of flavor on that would be helpful.
So, I mean, I don't have an answer overall because it's a very diversified book with all kinds of borrowers there. But I would say the quality of the credit rating would be reasonably high for our large corporate book. So anybody more than 7.5-10 crores of exposure, if I look at it, the portfolio quality would be very high.
Understood. Okay, so that's all from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Adarsh Bhimecha from Bajaj Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Congrats on a good quarter. Sir, actually just wanted to get an understanding of our exposure to the ZSL group, basically in the mutual fund business that we have. I think as of June, the exposure was quite high. And what is your sense on what's going to happen on Z as of September?
Mutual fund, the investments are broadly into the three funds, which are credit-oriented funds and also have got accrual nature. the total exposure that we have against loan against shares is about 1,500 crores roughly.
Mm.
And road assets is about 1,050 crores.
Okay.
The resolution that they have announced last week, as per that plan, mm-hmm. We are likely to get 50% of the money upon they selling the stocks to OpenIMR Invesco.
Okay.
It should happen by end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent our exposure by end of the month of August will get reduced by about 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance, they have stuck to the 30 September deadline for balance to be sold, and that's also come through 30 September. As for the road assets concerns, they are in the process of finalizing one of the road assets, and hopefully the announcement should come in by end of August for about 40% of the value of the assets, and the balance should get settled in about 4 to 5 months time frame. I think they are on course with respect to selling of the assets, either to a pension fund or to the potential investors within India,
mm-hmm.
and that will get reduced.
Okay. So, sir, and do we see any stress in, we do not envisage any stress coming in our book in terms of Z exposure as of September? Because I think in case if the resolution doesn't happen, then there is a possibility that the losses might have to be absorbed on the books.
Yeah, we are reckoning zero probability of any.
Hello?
Yeah, so we just provided the answer to Z. We just want to know whether that was heard or not heard.
Sir, I'm actually sorry. I just lost you in the middle, so I was not able to...
Yeah, so Bala was saying that he assigned zero probability to not getting the money back in the time frame suggested by the management.
Okay. And sir, just another question is that in terms of the last book that we have, are we seeing any kind of a stress which is coming on the last book? Because prima facie, there has been a lot of erosion in terms of the value which is there. So do we envisage any kind of a hit which will be coming there in this quarter or going forward?
You're talking about the mutual fund?
Not the mutual fund, on the NBFC book which we have, LAS and LAP, both these segments that we have.
So no, we are not seeing anything specific on our both portfolios. LAS and LAP portfolio is behaving very well. Our stage 3 is under 1%. LAS is also, the entire portfolio is quite I think standard and is in order.
Okay, sure. That's it from my side, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ronit Ramesh from Cantomat Funded Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just had one question. Can you just tell me what was the disbursement growth quarter and quarter and year on year in the NBFC?
So our disbursement for the last quarter was close to around 3,100 odd crores, and the repayment was 4,200 odd crores. So that's the you see a degrowth in quarter one. Yeah,
and
that's primarily coming from the corporate and institutional segment,
which is down by 800.
Yeah, which is down by 800 or so.
And in the housing finance business,
so in the housing finance business, we have grown by 29% year on year, and the disbursement has been close to around 1,000 crores in quarter one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Vidani from HDFC. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening everyone. Just a couple of data keeping questions. What would be our group AP for this quarter in the insurance business, life insurance?
group, total group numbers will be close to 188 crores. This is the cash premium, not APE. 188 crores.
Okay, 188.
This is about 300 and something last year, right?
Yeah, it was last year around 393 crores.
393 crores,
last year.
Okay, and on the AMC part, I believe we have disclosed the revenues, which would, of course, be including other income. So, how much would be the other income part of it?
About 20 crores.
20 crores, as against what would be last first quarter last year?
10 crores.
10 crores. Okay, that's it from my end. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayuri Yadav from Equentis. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Sir, my question is with regards to your, NBFC business. The credit cost for the quarter has been upwards of 100 crores, which is almost double compared to Q4, wherein you did approximately 55 crores. So I just want to understand, in terms of credit cost for the year, should we take this as a trend going forward for the next three quarters, or will we see any improvement here?
By trend, you mean 20 basis points per quarter? We clearly don't expect that.
Okay.
I think the delta, as Rakesh explained, this delta was really due to one mid-corp account, and the rest is accounted by our retail business, where ECL tends to be higher.
Yeah, because our strategy is to increasingly lend towards retail and SMEs. By my question that, in approximately, therefore, for the year, what kind of credit cost, in terms of, say, you have done 86 bips for the quarter. So for the year, what is it that we are looking at? What will we be comfortable at, given that the product mix itself is changing? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
The last question on the ECL, which was there.
Right.
Oh, and your question was, how do we see this for the full year?
Absolutely.
I think looking at the product mix change, mm-hmm. we look at 5-10 basis point ECL going up, stage 3 going up.
Okay.
But we also have to I just want to share with you that our recovery on our NPA accounts have been very, very strong. So if you look at from April 17 onwards, in the last 2 years, we have recovered close to 177 crores.
Mm-hmm.
And on our stage 3 pool of 600 odd crores, if you look at, this is a very strong recovery. So we look at 5-10 basis points of stage 3 going up.
Okay, sir. And say in terms of the credit cost, we have done at around 86 bips for the quarter, compared to earlier trend of around 45-55 bips. What is the level we would be comfortable at overall for the year?
So what is this 86 bips number that you are referring to?
Around 108 crores of provisioning you would have done for the quarter Q1 20.
No, our provisioning is 96.
That will be including stage 1 and stage 2.
Yeah, that includes stage 1 and stage 2. All three stages, ECL is 96 crores.
Sure, sir. So in terms of, credit cost, therefore, for the year, what is the number that we're looking at, sir?
So I think that's a difficult number to give you. I think what you need to look at is if it's coming from retail, for instance, it's already priced in.
Right.
And therefore, it will continue to flow to a NIM as far as we are concerned after credit cost, which is why I made the point earlier that after adjusting for credit cost itself, our NIM has increased.
Right.
So I think you should look at it that way, because otherwise you're only looking at one line, not looking at the other line of the P&L.
Right, sir. And sir, my second question is with regard to your NIM. Again, in the NBFC business, has shown considerable improvement even quarter on quarter. Of course, the product mix, it is a reflection of product mix change. It will really help if you can just throw some more light as to where do we see NIM settling immediate term, near term in FY20, and going forward, if you can just give us some broad trend analysis, it will really help, sir.
So
as we keep improving our product mix, this margin will keep improving. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to give you a forecast on the margins at this point in time.
Right. Sure, sir. Thanks.
But as we do more retail, and as we mentioned earlier, SME and retail is our focus. Especially as we do more retail, this number will keep increasing because NIMs there are higher than the average that we have for the company.
Absolutely, sure, sir. Thanks so much for your time, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Steve John from Adwin. Please go ahead. Mr. Steve John from Adwin, you may go ahead with the question. There seems to be no response from the line of Steve John. We'll move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Devansh Vajani from Vajani Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations for the quarter. I just wanted to know if the management is looking at demerging the three businesses into and listing them separately, or is there any consideration on that?
No, there is no plan for that in the near future.
Okay. Thank you. And just if I could know the embedded value of the insurance business as of June quarter?
So we don't declare it on a quarterly basis. For the last year, you know, there's about 4,900 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
So this will be declared half yearly. We'll declare it in September.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
So thank you very much for joining this call. If any of you have any further questions or clarifications, please feel free to write into Pramod Bora. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Aditya Birla Capital Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.